Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Jean, this is Shia from Family First. How are you doing this morning?
It's from where?
Family First?
I don't know this family first.
I think you spoke to my colleague Shandel or Taisha, Taisha. We were trying to get a
My
call for
daughter.
her.
My twin daughter.
Yes, so she gave us a call in regards for your to open up a case for you. We just wanted to make you aware and continue the process if you have a minute.
Oh, okay.
So, your daughter got in touch with us. She wanted to let us know that you're applying for, she's trying to apply you to get services for home care. She let us know that you had your assessment with Maximus already with the IEB.
Was
Is
there
that
something
right?
in the home?
Yes, somebody came down to your home from the
Yeah.
IEB.
Twice, I think.
Do you remember when those dates were?
Oh boy. No, because we didn't stand back, no paperwork or anything like that.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
There was no transaction of paperwork.
Again, Jean, I'm not hearing you. What did you say?
There was no transaction when let me get some paper. Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Yes, thank you, Jean.
Okay. We didn't do any transaction of paperwork, so I don't know the date exactly.
Okay. But do you know if it was like last week you had your assessment?
Oh no, it was a couple of months ago.
Okay. So because of that, let me just give you a little bit of a preview of what we would be doing here essentially, okay?
Okay.
So it would be our job, it would be my job to walk you through the process of getting you these services. I'm your enrollment coordinator. That means throughout the process, I'm going to be giving you a call, letting you know what assessment is needed next, what paperwork is needed next. Which makes it easier on you because you don't have to worry about what you have to do to get onto the program. I'm just gonna, kind of move you along.
I sent all the paperwork in.
Amazing, but you wouldn't know what part of the process you're up to, would you?
It was a last process, really. All I had to do was send the my bank statement, my Social Security and insurance.
And you're saying this was a couple months ago?
And no, I sent that in recently,
Okay.
about a couple of weeks ago.
So what's what that's telling me is that you got in touch with the county assistance office and you're pending financials. Let me just look you up. We
Okay.
have a database where we can kind of see if you got eligible or not. Let me see if they updated that, okay? So bear with
Okay.
me and I'll be able to give you a response.
All right, Annie.
See here. Okay. Not seeing it here. Okay, what would you say your insurance is?
How much I get?
No. What is your insurance? Your
Life
health insurance?
insurance. Life.
No, your health insurance. What's your health insurance?
UnitedHealthcare?
Okay. Okay. Let me just see here what this means. Can I give you some homework, Jean, for me?
Okay.
Can you call into the IEB, which is the Independent Enrollment Broker? Ask them what the status of your case is. Okay.
Pencil, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay. Let's see. My granddaughter's always coming in here getting my pen.
Aw.
Okay. Call into the IEB.
Yeah, that's the Independent Enrollment Broker.
What is the second one? I am independent.
So it's Independent Enrollment Broker.
Oh, enrollment. I'm sorry, low. Okay. And the number?
Okay, it's going to be 877 550.
Okay.
4227.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and what do you want me to ask them, honey?
You're going to ask them what the status of your case is.
Oh.
Okay.
Do I have an account number or something with them?
Yeah, you should have a case already open with them if you've submitted the financial paperwork. What this is the county assistance office is a little difficult to reach. So if you call into the Independent Enrollment Broker, they're kind of like an intermediary, and they can basically see where the status of your case is holding, and they're easier to reach. So basically, you know, you get what needs to get done. Let me go ahead and give you my number and my direct extension so that when you're done with this IEB, you can just give me a call. We can see together what the status of your case is, and I'll tell you what to do next.
Oh, that number goes to Angela Herring. That's 227. That's her number. That's who we've been keeping in contact with.
Well, the number I gave you is a generic number for the Independent Enrollment Broker. Do you say that you're in contact with another person at the County Assistance Office?
It has been, but that's okay. If my daughter had contact with you, then I'd rather stay with you.
What I'm hearing is just that if you do have a contact at the County Assistance Office, that's very good. How about Taisha is your daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just seeing how we should proceed. Okay, reach out to the Independent Enrollment Broker.
I think I do have a number here, and it's rather long. Compass or something, ID? Compose ID?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Okay, starts with W.
Question for you. Did anybody reach out to you about a service coordinator? Did you hear anything about that?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
This has been a while ago since I talked to them. And then I finally got all my paperwork together and then I sent it in.
Okay.
So you call for Social Security and breakdown of my life insurance. It just takes time for them to get it to you, and then I have to mail it to them.
Right.
So it took time.
Well, that's good. That's good. That means that you, the financial paperwork was sent into the county assistance office, which is
okay.
the hardest part of the process, which you completed.
That was recently, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So now what you were to expect is for them to reach back out to you and have a service coordinator reach out to you and schedule another assessment to determine how many hours you are approved if you've been approved for the waiver. So how do we find that out? Is we have to know what status, what part of the case you're, what you're up to in the process.
Did you talk to my daughter? Did you talk to my daughter at all, Taisha?
So Taisha reached out to us and I think wanted to come with the agency. But before we can hire, Taisha's going to be your caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay, so before we can hire Taisha to be your caregiver, we have to make sure you have the waiver. You're telling us, from what I'm hearing, is that you're almost enrolled with the waiver. We're still not sure yet.
Can you, she's the one who spoke with someone most recently about this. So
I can reach out to Taisha.
Reach out, would you please?
Yeah, sure.
Can you like her number?
Let me see if I have it here. Is it 0211, ending in 0211?
No.
Okay.
No, that might be her job number. Her personal number is 860. That was 860.
Okay.
890.
Okay.
4452.
Alrighty, thank you so much. So let me just give her a call, and I guess we'll be in touch if we need anything else from you, okay?
You can call me back if you can't get her or whatever, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
All right, be well. Bye-bye.